Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ever since the dawn of gaming, players have been searching for ways to improve their pixelated experiences by making changes to hardware and software, hopefully resulting in their favorite titles being that little bit better. While some entirely new games have been created as a result, the ingenuity of gamers can be seen even in the most simple of ways. I still remember using a piece of cardboard to make sure a friend couldn't screen watch while playing local Halo matches, and it stands to reason that where there's a need for change, we will make it happen. Today, modders and developers exist in something of a symbiotic relationship, depending on the company, with both sides relying on each other to bring certain new bankable ideas to the table. I'm Scott from WhatCulture.com, and these are 8 gaming features that started life as fan hacks. Number 8, Street Fighter 2 Rainbow Edition. The Street Fighter series is one of the most revered franchises in the history of gaming. Bursting onto the scene in 1987, the original was a revolution in the genre, but it failed to get any wider recognition. It's really easy to forget that Street Fighter 1 is actually a little bit naff, and it was Street Fighter 2 in 1991 that catapulted the series to unprecedented levels of popularity. This is still arguably the definitive installment of the franchise almost 30 years later. As an ever-growing fandom developed, modders began creating bootleg versions of the game in order to push Street Fighter 2 to its absolute limits. One of the most famous adaptations was known as Street Fighter 2 Rainbow Edition. This took the already high-paced action and cranked it up to 11, giving all playable characters expansive movesets and making Hadoukens more prevalent. Though Capcom were reportedly unimpressed with the Rainbow Edition, believing that it detracted from the scale of their original work, some of the improvements introduced clearly left a mark. A number of features included on this bootleg would eventually be canonized into the series, such as faster overall speed and using special moves in the air. Even Chun-Li got her own fireball as first seen here. It's believed that Street Fighter 2 Turbo Hyper Fighting was a direct official response to the changes first made in Rainbow Edition. Number 7, Quake Team Fortress. Overall, Valve tend to value creations made using their game engines. After all, much like Counter-Strike, the Team Fortress series originally began life as a mod for Quake, before embarking on a life of its own. The developers of the mod had been in the process of creating a standalone Team Fortress when they were contacted by Valve, who offered them the opportunity to work with the company, creating a port of Team Fortress as a mod for their newest title, Half-Life. Under the Valve umbrella, the game would eventually get an original release with 1999's Team Fortress Classic, before receiving a sequel in 2007's Team Fortress 2, that was later included in the orange box for Xbox 360. Number 6, First Person, Grand Theft Auto 5. Ever since GTA made the jump from top-down perspective of the originals to the jaw-dropping 3D of GTA 3, we've watched scores of protagonists engage in a variety of activities, both in and outside the law. But what if we could see what they see? What would it be like to look Roman directly in the eye as you travel to yet another session at a bowling alley? Turns out fans of GTA 4 wondered exactly that, and started creating mods that allowed the player to enjoy GTA in first person. Clearly impressed by the ingenuity of their fanbase, Rockstar included the option to switch to first-person perspective on the PS4 and Xbox One re-releases of GTA 5. Coming with a ton of extra detail, especially when driving, it makes you wonder whether GTA 6 will launch with this mode like Red Dead Redemption 2 did. Speaking of which though, did anybody actually play Red Dead 2 entirely in first person? Let me know down in the comments, as I'm literally just curious. Number 5, Counter-Strike. Now known as a game synonymous with the lucrative world of esports, Counter-Strike has always had humble beginnings. Initially developed as a mod for Half-Life by a pair of university students hoping to improve their job prospects after graduation, Counter-Strike quickly gained a cult following online. And it didn't take long for Valve to take note of the project's burgeoning popularity. They immediately saw potential in the game, and rather than attempt to bankrupt these talented youngsters in court, cough cough Nintendo cough cough, they offered to buy the IP, even giving these coders some jobs at the company, which they accepted. Since then, the franchise has gone from strength to strength, spawning multiple fully-fledged releases and remaining the go-to first-person shooter for anyone looking to test their skills on PC. Counter-Strike's revered status amongst premier esports titles would never have been possible without the tireless efforts of those two enthusiastic fans. Number 4, dual wielding, Minecraft. Like many features here, dual wielding in Minecraft started out as a fan mod, with its popularity eventually forcing developers Mojang to pull their fingers out and incorporate it as an official feature. Minecraft creator Notch initially noted that he was working on including the ability for players to use more than just their right arm all the way back in 2011. But with the feature not being added to the Java and Bedrock editions for 4 to 6 years respectively, fans just stepped in and filled the void instead. In the ensuing years, a number of mods sprung up to allow players to carry items in both hands, which, although it sounds like the most basic thing ever, was a big old deal in the Minecraft universe. The change also resulted in a huge overhaul of the game's painfully simplistic combat system. No longer did players have to choose between attack and defense, as now both a sword and a shield could be brandished at the same time, making those nighttime travels and trips to the Nether a little bit less terrifying. Lastly, dual wielding vastly improved exploration, as players holding a map in one hand could see it become detailed in real time as they moved from place to place. Number 3, two bears high-fiving, Fallout New Vegas. Anyone who has ever played Fallout New Vegas will remember its potentially head-turning scene involving your character recovering from an attempted murder, all thanks to the help of Doc Mitchell. Unlike Fallout 3's more linear opening sequence, New Vegas is a full-on open-world RPG in around 10 minutes, but your character, the Courier, has to undergo a series of examinations. One of these includes a version of the Rorschach test, where you're asked to provide interpretations of a series of ink blots on paper. Many fans noted that one of these ink blots kinda looked like two bears high-fiving, but with the option obviously not present in the game to say this, modders came to the rescue. The popular mod caught the attention of Obsidian themselves, who provided a callback to this cheeky observation by including a tribal character in the Honest Hearts DLC named Two Bears High-Fiving. Not exactly a crucial inclusion, but a nice nod to the game's devout fanbase. Number 2, Wonder God, Pokemon Black and White. Pokemon might seem like a simple turn-based RPG on the surface, but delve into its battle system and you'll find a genuinely deep system of balances, hidden buffs and strategies that millions of players around the world love getting lost in. For example, Wonder God, first introduced in Generation 3 as the special ability of Shedinja, renders all moves that are not super effective completely ineffective. Quick-thinking fans realized they could hack this ability onto the weakness to Void Spiritomb and Sableye, giving them a Pokemon that was pretty much invincible. Game Freak were clearly aware of what was going on, and would reference this exploit across Generation 6. When the player faces off against Majin in PokerStars Studios, they were confronted with an opponent possessing the Wonder God ability that could only be defeated by repeatedly dealing indirect damage. And number 1, Nuclear Rain, Fallout 4. One of the best things about Fallout 3 and Fallout New Vegas is the sheer quantity and quality of mods that are available, ensuring that both games command a loyal fanbase even more than a decade after they were initially released. As the first 3D entries in this post-apocalyptic series, these games had the difficult task of capturing the hopeless, visceral nature of the wastelands, but largely they did a great job. However, one thing lacking was varying weather conditions. Seeing as though the Commonwealth is littered with all sorts of radioactive abominations, it's only logical that storms in the Fallout world should be equally frightening. In response to the many popular mods that remedied this in the previous titles, Bethesda took note when developing Fallout 4, including some awe-inspiring radiation storms to contend with. For me, they're not a patch on Mad Max's lightning storms, but you can't have everything.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.